This morning on WCHL, 34 UNC centers and institutes could face the axe from the university's Board of Governors. A trio of nonprofits wants to partner with the town of Carborough to build a four-story arts and innovation center downtown.
The Arts Center, KidZoo, and Carolina Performing Arts are asking the town of Carborough to build a 55,000-square-foot building.
And about a month after the release of the Weinstein Report, UNC is facing more black backlash. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, the number 12-ranked North Carolina men's basketball team dominated East Carolina 108-64 on Sunday afternoon at the Dean Smith Center. And
the college football playoff created both great interest and controversy.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 WCHL, really chilly this morning. It is 34 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy, chance of rain in the afternoon. Rather cool today, our high today only about 40 degrees. 34 UNC centers and institutes could be facing the axe from the university's Board of Governors. That report comes from NC Policy Watch. Closing any or all of the centers across 16 UNC campuses would be the result of up to $15 million in cuts approved by the Republican-led state legislature. The proposed cuts extend to speaker series and other non-academic activities as well. The list was narrowed down from 237 centers and institutions that were compiled earlier this year. 7 of the 34 current centers on the list are already under campus review. The Board of Governors will hear presentations on Wednesday and Thursday this week before making final recommendations. Groups under review for the cuts include the Research Institute for Environment, Energy, and Economics at Appalachian State University, the Institute for Civic Engagement and Social Change at North Carolina Central University, and the UNC Center for Civil Rights here at UNC in Chapel Hill. North Carolina Policy Watch quoted UNC Board of Governors member Jim Holmes denying that the proposed cuts and closures are driven by any political agenda. A trio of nonprofits wants to partner with the town of Carborough to build a four-story arts and innovation center downtown. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
The Arts Center, KidZoo, and Carolina Performing Arts are asking the town of Carborough to build a 55,000-square-foot building across the street from Armadillo Grill to be known as the Carborough Arts and Innovation Center. The proposal calls for the lot at the corner of Roberson and Main Streets to be donated to the town, which currently leases the property for parking. Carborough would contribute $4.5 million of the $12 million construction cost for the building. Some of that money would be generated by a new hotel proposed for the site of the current art center. The nonprofits would raise the rest through donations, foundations, and grants. Under the current plan, the town would own the building and lease it to the three groups in partnership. The Board of Aldermen voted 6-1 last week to hold a public hearing on the plan when meetings resume in January. That hearing is scheduled for January 20th, 2015. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
About a month after the release of the Weinstein Report, UNC is facing more backlash. 10 media organizations are suing the university for withholding the names of the 9 employees who faced discipline or dismissal for their involvement in the academic scandal. They also want information on the other employees named in the report. The media outlets claim the names are public information, but the university has refused to disclose them, and last week UNC filed a motion to dismiss the complaint altogether. Rini Gupta reports for Carolina Connection.
The lawsuit was filed by the Associated Press, 4 broadcasting companies, and 5 newspapers, including the News and Observer. NNO senior investigative reporter Steve Riley says he's frustrated with how UNC is handling the release of information he believes should be open to the public.
The University of North Carolina is easily the most difficult public agency that we've ever worked with here. I can't think of another one we've had to sue 3 times, let alone in 4 years.
Raleigh attorney Mike Toddy is representing the 10 media outlets in the lawsuit to get the names of faculty and staff members who were punished or fired after the Weinstein Report uncovered decades of fake classes and bogus grades.
Basically, we filed the lawsuit under the public records law, saying that another statute makes that information public, and the state employees that we're seeking information on are those that have been connected with the academic scandal as revealed by the recent Weinstein report.
A university spokesman released a statement November 24th, the day the lawsuit was filed, saying, quote, We decline further comment at this time while we review these claims. This week, we asked Chancellor Carol Folt about the lawsuit after the ceremony announcing the donation to the School of Pharmacy.
Really?
Is that what you want to ask me about right now?
I'm sorry, I have to.
I think you should ask me about that at a different time.
Okay.
Shortly after the lawsuit was filed, the university did release one name. Jamie Lee, a former football academic counselor, was one of four people terminated. The Daily Tar Heel printed a list with other names that it said it had obtained from an anonymous source, but the university has not confirmed that list. Jenny Serain is the DTH editor-in-chief.
There is a lot of kind of clouded information, so it's disappointing, I think, because in our opinion, these employees have obviously done a lot to damage the integrity of the university, and their names have already been floated out there through the Weinstein Report, which the university commissioned.
The media organizations expect a hearing on the lawsuit sometime this month. In Chapel Hill, I'm Rini Gupta.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It just aired its final show of 2014 this past weekend, but it will be back on WCHL again in January, Saturday mornings at 8:30 during the school year. WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news coming up in just a moment.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carrboro for 30 years and supports numerous local causes and nonprofits. Three of Weaver Street's agents, Gary Phillips, Jay Parker, and Don Basnight, are auctioneers and conduct charity auctions throughout the year. They call them at the Cornucopia House, Carrboro Art Center, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, Compass Center for Women and Families, Lerner Jewish Center, Ducks Unlimited, and the Chapel Hill Garden Club, among others. Don, Jay, and Gary of Weaver Street Realty care about our community.
As bright fall days slide into frosty winter nights, the good cooking at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar will warm your soul. How about a bowl of savory lentil soup to chase the chill? Freshly rolled beet pasta makes splendid lasagna. Does duck confit or braised lamb shank with root vegetables pair nicely with a glass of assertive red wine? Cold weather makes me hungry. Come to Glass Half Full in downtown Carrboro for lunch or dinner and see what's cooking now.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
WCHL News Time is 6:14. We're now more than a month out from Election Day 2014, and the national election is now officially over as Louisiana Democrat Mary Landrieu just lost a runoff to keep her seat in the U.S. Senate. That brings the GOP's majority in the Senate to 54-46, and it means the so-called Solid South is solid once again. Not counting Florida, every single state of the Deep South, from North Carolina over to Arkansas, will have two Republican senators as of January. But public policy polling director Tom Jensen says there's reason for Democrats in North Carolina to celebrate. At least, Kay Hagan lost her Senate seat, but North Carolina Democrats gained seats in the General Assembly, and that bucked a pretty strong trend. Jensen spoke last week with WCHL's Aaron Keck.
I think most of the polling that sort of goes on in the days after the election like this is sort of trying to figure out why what happened in the election happened. And it's sort of an interesting mixture of conclusions when you look at North Carolina. You know, on one hand, Democrats are disappointed because Kay Hagan lost and Republicans kept control of the legislature. But on the other hand, Democrats actually have success stories in North Carolina that they don't, certainly most anywhere in the South and really just about nowhere in the country. There's been a lot of sort of death of the Southern Democrat think pieces in various national publications over the last 2 weeks. But in North Carolina, Democrats actually gained seats in the legislature, and this is the only state in the country where that happened. So a lot of sort of interesting things to look at as we start to look towards 2016.
I was reading, and I don't know if it was you who was talking about this on Facebook earlier this week, but someone was, that this coming election is going to be, you know, the spotlight's going to be on North Carolina yet again, not just because we'll be a swing state in the presidential race, but I think this is the only state in the country that's going to be simultaneously a swing state in the presidential race and have a high-profile gubernatorial race and have a high-profile Senate race all at the same time. So 2 years from now is going to be, if anything, even busier than we saw in the last election cycle, where $100 million were spent on one race alone.
Yeah, I mean, most states have their gubernatorial elections in a different year than presidential elections. So not only are we going to be one of the few states that has a gubernatorial election in 2016, but all indications are that we're headed for likely a pretty close gubernatorial election. We've been testing Pat McCrory and Roy Cooper and hypothetical matchups with each other for a long time now, and usually within 2 or 3 points of each other. So it looks like that's going to be a close race. And one thing, sadly, I know we've all been enjoying sort of a respite from the political ads, but we are quite possibly in for even more of them this next cycle. And one sort of interesting poll finding we had for a private client this week, it was in a different state, but I think the numbers would hold in North Carolina. They were testing the possibility of implementing special taxation on political television ads and found that over 70% of the voters in this state would support having special taxation on political ads that would progressively increase the rate of taxation depending on the quantity of ads that you were running. And this was the rare thing in our highly polarized political times where Democrats and Republicans both said they strongly supported that concept. So maybe some intrepid, I have no idea if it would be legal or how something like that would work, but it might be something some intrepid politician in the General Assembly might want to bring forward that would have a lot of public support here.
I would be 150% in favor of that, if that's at all possible. I know it just reminded me back in one of the first Supreme Court cases of all time, McCulloch v. Maryland, John Marshall said, "The power to tax is the power to destroy." And good Lord, if there's one thing that I would like to destroy, it is months and months of those horrible campaign ads.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little worried it's going to start even earlier this cycle than it did last
cycle. Years and years of campaign ads, right?
Yeah. You know, the ads hitting Kay Hagan started in November, a year before the election, and they did sort of destroy her approval rating before she had a chance to really define herself. I think the parties are going to see that, and you may see the ads start even earlier than 12 months out this time around.
That is Tom Jensen at Public Policy Polling. You can find all their latest numbers online at publicpolicypolling.com and look for a survey of North Carolina voters coming out later this week. WCHL News Time is 6:18.
This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. This is the year you're going to do it. You're going to get your wife a piece of our fine jewelry. You've been threatening to do it for years. In recent Christmases, her vacuums and blenders, can openers and coffee makers, all kinds of things that have really made your kitchen and your rugs feel loved and special. But this year you pull a fast one. You come into Grimble Jewelers and pick out a piece of fine jewelry for your wife. And when you give it to her, she's so excited she hardly knows what to say. Of course, your kitchen and rugs are perplexed. Where are the appliances? Hey, what about us? They cry out. When they realize they're left out this year, they might fall into a deep depression. But don't worry. We have professional grief counselors available for rugs and kitchens. Of course, when your kitchen sees how happy your wife is with her gift, your pots and pans are probably going to start banging around in excitement. Grimble Jewelers, this is the year. Get in here. GrimbleJewelers.com, open Monday through Saturday in December.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and not much to report as far as traffic is concerned. Not yet. Very little traffic out there, but that situation will change in about a half hour, as it always does. Nikki Morris is in the newsroom this morning. She will be reporting on traffic throughout the morning, and if there's anything we're not reporting that you know about, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL Cara Chapelboro, and it's just that easy. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carboro weather. Well, let's turn to your weather, not sports. We're going to get that coming up for you in just a moment here. But turning to your weather, and you can tell it's Monday, can't you? It's brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. Mostly cloudy today, chance of rain in the afternoon. Cooler temperatures, highs today about 40 degrees, and that's going to be about it. Tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance of rain and near steady temperatures in the middle 30s tonight. In addition to that, mostly cloudy tomorrow, slight chance of rain in the morning. Not as cool with a high tomorrow in the low 50s. That's more like normal. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 35. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of about 50 degrees. So kind of up and down weather here. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute on 540 at the 751 exit. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Number 12-ranked North Carolina men's basketball team dominated East Carolina 108-64 Sunday afternoon in the Dean Smith Center. Coming off a tough loss on Wednesday night against Iowa, Tar Heels bounced back with a season-high 60% shooting against ECU. Coach Williams says the team invested a lot in the days leading up to that game.
Yesterday we got after it probably as hard as anybody on this team has ever had a practice a day before a game. But you can't do the things rebounding-wise, and you can't do the things one-on-one and selfishly like we did Wednesday night and be a good basketball team.
Junior Bryce Johnson led the Heels with 19 points and a career-high 17 rebounds. Johnson's rebounding record surpassed any Tar Heel from last season and this current season.
He played a lot tougher tonight. He had, 17 boards or something like that. And I mean, the last game, I'm pretty sure he didn't even break, 7 or 8. So, I mean, that was the biggest thing I noticed. He dove on the floor about 3-4 times today, and that's rare. So, it was just an overall effort on his part. That was great.
Johnson wasn't the only player to set a career record last night. Senior walk-on Sasha Seymour also left his mark and scored his first career points in the final 5 minutes of the game. Despite the win, Coach Williams says there is room for improvement.
We still got to do a better job rebounding, a better job of boxing out. But we shared the ball, 27 assists for us, shooting 60% for the game. And again, we were into it mentally. We got to have that same kind of attitude every night.
There was plenty to offer on the Tar Heel sports menu over the weekend. While it was a heartbreaking end of the road for one Carolina team, it was a continuation of a national championship march for another. WCHL's Matt Oaks has more.
UNC soccer senior midfielder and Greensboro native Glenn Long will remember Saturday night's game for the rest of his life. The Tar Heels' NCAA tournament fate rested on the strength of his leg, and with the game and the season on the line, Long's penalty kick was gobbled up by UCLA goalkeeper Earl Edwards Jr. In the eighth round, the Bruins clinched the gut-wrenching home victory with another sprawling save by Edwards Jr. And just like that, UNC's season came to a close with a 15-5-2 final record. For four impactful Tar Heels in particular, the loss will be even tougher to take. As seniors, their soccer careers at Carolina have now ended, including captain Boyd Okwonu, goal scorers Tyler Engel and Andy Craven, and stingy goalkeeper Brendan Moore. UNC head coach Carlos Somoano will do well to replace such pivotal performers next season. Meanwhile, the locker room was a happier place for the Tar Heels back on the East Coast. The UNC volleyball team continued its winning ways with a tough 3-1 win over Southern California inside Carmichael Arena Saturday evening. The Tar Heels have triumphed in a school record 19th straight contest. Now Sweet 16 bound, head coach Joe Segula says the second round NCAA tournament match was an outstanding showcase of top-notch volleyball.
I want to congratulate our North Carolina program as well as Southern Cal for a great match. What a great battle.
Carolina's coach, now in his 25th season in Chapel Hill, lauds his strong stable of seniors for the perfect 16-0 season mark in the cozy confines of Carmichael Arena.
Really good about this, and this is why I have these four seniors with us here right now. This is significant for this program and what these four represent to us and what they've done and how they've seen this program grow. And tonight was a special night, I think, for them and for this whole team, for us to get to this point.
Next up for the surging Tar Heels is a Sweet 16 showdown with 10-seeded Oregon on Friday in the Sports Pavilion in Minneapolis. 6:25 at WCHL. Time now for Charles Osgood.
This is Charles Osgood. There's nothing like a good night's rest. But if you have to work the overnight shift, you know that getting enough rest during the day is quite a struggle for your body clock, creating a sense of chronic jet lag. And it turns out that kind of shift work over the long term may cloud more than your consciousness. says Dr. Philip Tucker of Swansea University in Wales.
Those people had poor performance, which was about the equivalent of 6.5 years of normal aging.
The story after this. The American dream, it's the promise of a fulfilled and happy life. It's at the heart of what we hold sacred as Americans. And there's another important promise, one made by your independent agent representing Auto Owners Insurance. A promise they'll work hard to protect your American dream. And after nearly 100 years in business, Auto Owners Insurance continues to stand behind their agents. So you can have the peace of mind you need to know your American dream is protected. Just go to AutoOwners.com to locate an independent agent near you.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Dr. Philip Tucker teamed up with researchers in Britain and France to take a closer look at long-term night shift work.
Well, we studied a large group of shift workers and a comparable group of people who didn't work shifts.
And they tested the workers' cognitive abilities. For example,
short-term memory tasks where the people would simply be given a set of items or numbers or letters to memorize and then recall them straight away and then recall them again sometime later. So just looking at simple short and long-term memory.
They found that working the night shift for more than 10 years prematurely ages the brain and dulls their capacity to think. Dr. Tucker says disasters such as Chernobyl took place at night.
Or at least they were partly attributed to human error made at night.
And that's not all, he says.
Well, previous studies have shown that long-term shift work is associated with things like cardiovascular disease, metabolic disorders, and associated diseases such as diabetes and obesity.
But there's some good news, too.
We looked at what happens when people leave shift work, that people who'd been out of shift work for more than 5 years showed a recovery of their cognitive abilities. So their abilities were back to how they would be as if they had never worked shifts.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, years ago you said it would be a good idea to end these spots with, why would you call anyone else? I thought at some point we should answer that question, but we never have.
Sammy, we answer that question every time we go on the radio. Why don't we spell it out in our fall repartee instead of bludgeoning people with football analogies?
I'm for that. At Franklin Street Realty, we put a great team on the field every day working for you.
Okay, enough. Let's talk about the real stuff like buyer agency. It's the fiduciary relationship that is possibly more important to us than it is to you. Our job is to help you identify the difference between a house for sale and a real opportunity, and to manage the details once the choice has been made.
Folks, everyone at Franklin Street gets this and is totally committed to it. And that's one of the answers to the question. Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Visit our hot holiday deals page and save at least half off, now through December 31st. One of the many merchants you'll find is Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness. Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness is excited to offer a one-hour massage with a chiropractic consultation, exam, and treatment for $79. Give the gift of wellness this year from a team of experienced and dedicated doctors providing non-invasive holistic care. Find the Hot Holiday Deals page at ourlocaldeal.com. Shop online, shop local, and save big for the holidays.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL with 36 degrees. A little bit nippy this morning. Mostly cloudy, chance of rain in the afternoon. Cooler temperatures, highs today only about 40. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance of rain, near steady temperatures in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the morning, not as cool with the highs in the low 50s. Well, we had some chilly temperatures over the weekend, kind of up and down weather. It is 30, 37 degrees right now. Temperature's actually gone up as I spoke. And the forecast brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. You can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Coming up, more local news on WCHL following a news update from CBS.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. More protests in California at Berkeley after recent grand jury decisions not to indict white police officers in the deaths of African-American men. Up to 600 people march. Reporter Christian Hartnett.
A fire burned dangerously close to a police squad car. Riot gear-clad police got on the freeway to clear it off. After a standoff, protesters eventually funneled off the Claremont Avenue off-ramp.
Jennifer Coates is with the Berkeley Police Department.
We did have one protester that was injured when he was actually attempting to stop another protester from looting a store. One of the protesters actually struck him in the head with a hammer.
NFL players from Detroit, Cleveland, and St. Louis wore warm-up shirts or cleats with the message, "I can't breathe," a reference to Eric Garner's words before he died in a chokehold from a New York City police officer. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 37 degrees in Chapel Hill, 36 this morning in Carborough. 34 UNC centers and institutes could be facing the axe from the university's Board of Governors. That report comes from NC Policy Watch. Closing any or all of the centers across 16 UNC campuses would be the result of up to $15 million in cuts approved by the Republican-led state legislature. The proposed cuts extend to speaker series and other non-academic activities as well. The list was narrowed down from 237 centers and institutions that were compiled earlier in the year. Seven of the 34 current centers on the list are already under campus review. The Board of Governors will hear presentations this Wednesday and Thursday before making final recommendations. Groups under review for the cuts include the Research Institute for Environment, Energy, and Economics at Appalachian State University, the Institute for Civic Engagement and Social Change at North Carolina Central University, and the UNC Center for Civil Rights here in Chapel Hill. In North Carolina, Policy Watch quoted UNC Board of Governors member Jim Holmes denying that the proposed cuts and closures are driven by any political agenda. A trio of nonprofits wants to partner with the town of Carborough to build a four-story arts and innovation center downtown. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The Arts Center, KidZoo, and Carolina Performing Arts are asking the town of Carborough to build a 55,000-square-foot building across the street from Armadillo Grill to be known as the Carborough Arts and Innovation Center. The proposal calls for the lot at the corner of Roberson and Main Streets to be donated to the town, which currently leases the property for parking. Carborough would contribute $4.5 million of the $12 million construction cost for the building. Some of that money would be generated by a new hotel proposed for the site of the current art center. The nonprofits would raise the rest through donations, foundations, and grants. Under the current plan, the town would own the building and lease it to the three groups in partnership. The Board of Aldermen voted 6-1 last week to hold a public hearing on the plan when meetings resume in January. That hearing is scheduled for January 20th, 2015. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Council will sit down with developers to hash out the details for the Obie Creek project in a special work session coming up tonight. The council is negotiating a development agreement with East West Partners to govern the long-term build-out of the 1.5 million square foot project across from Southern Village. Tonight, the council will discuss affordable housing, recreation space, bike and pedestrian connectivity, and a possible pedestrian bridge to span 15501. The meeting starts at 7 o'clock in council chambers in Chapel Hill Town Hall. The office of Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood has released some safety tips for holiday shoppers. In a news release, Blackwood is quoted as saying, "This time of year attracts more shopping-related criminal activity because of the larger crowds and the extended store hours. These factors and the usual distraction of shopping creates a more favorable environment for petty thieves and other offenders, unquote. One way to avoid being a victim is to shop with a friend or relative. A lone shopper presents an obvious target for criminals. Shopping during the day is safer than nighttime shopping. If you must shop at night, try to park in a well-lit area. Credit card fraud is always a danger, so be sure not to leave your cards or receipts lying around. If you're shopping online, make sure the site from which you're purchasing is secured through Secure Socket Layer, known as SSL. You can find a complete list of holiday safety tips for Orange County shoppers in this story at chapelboro.com. Chatham County deputies say three people have died and 10 people have been sent to the hospital after using cocaine that was laced with a painkiller. Investigators said in a news release that the 13 people lived around Siler City and Bear Creek and were sickened early Saturday within an hour of using the cocaine. Deputies say they tested a sample of the cocaine at the state crime lab and determined it also had the narcotic painkiller fentanyl in it. Authorities say a 42-year-old man, a 24-year-old man, and a 23-year-old man all died. Autopsies have been ordered for all three of those people. Deputies say at least one of the people hospitalized is in critical condition. Federal officials are helping in the investigation. No arrests have been made. A logjam over the future of Medicaid operations in North Carolina and skepticism over expanding Medicaid to cover more of the working poor will remain in place entering the next two-year session of the General Assembly this month. There seemed to be a momentum last summer to hammer out quickly a solution to stop recurring Medicaid shortfalls by shifting the risks of cost overruns to managed care organizations or provider networks. But the idea of a proposed special session in November fizzled, and stubborn differences between House and Senate Republicans resurfaced in a committee last week. And while Governor Pat McCrory's administration and outgoing House Speaker Tom Tillis have hinted it's time to look at possibly expanding Medicaid, expected Senate leader Phil Berger and Speaker Tim Moore have problems with that. And in news around town this morning, if you're unemployed or underemployed, Durham Tech is offering free human resources development courses for people looking for job skills. You get tips on building your resume, returning to the workforce, networking and interviewing, and more. Courses are offered at both the Durham and Orange County campuses. To get more information, visit durhamtech.edu/noncredit. And look for workforce development. We have that contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. And UNC's Kenan Flagler Business School is one of the top 15 MBA programs in the country. That's according to Bloomberg Businessweek, which released its biennial ranking of the nation's best MBA programs last month. UNC ranked number 12 in the nation, up five spots from 2 years ago. UNC is one of only three public universities ranked in the top 15. The other two are Michigan and UCLA. And in case you're wondering, the number one MBA program in the country isn't far away. It's Duke. The Fuqua School of Business beat out number two Penn and number three Chicago for the top spot this year. WCHL News Time, 6:38. Coming up next, today's commentary on the way, followed by Inside Carolina Basketball.
Hey, Vapor Girl, tell us about your e-liquid flavors.
In 30 seconds? Impossible. We manufacture in Chapel Hill more than 250 original flavors.
Well, what's in your e-liquid?
Well, we use only nicotine from North Carolina tobacco.
What's your favorite?
My favorite e-liquid is Angel Lust, and it tastes just like strawberry shortcake.
Wow, Vapor Girl, I've got to go to your store and try all those flavors. Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail stores for Google Maps and phone numbers.
A 2013 independent survey conducted by Home Care Pulse ranked home watch caregivers of the Triangle significantly higher than the industry standard in compassion, knowledge, reliability, flexibility, and overall quality of service. For 10 years, Home Watch Caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, providing hourly and 24-hour personal care to people of all ages with all types of needs. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call, 919-960-6038. Home Watch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day, great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruiser's locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Good morning. It is 6:39 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. On December 4th, the North Carolina NAACP and the Forward Together Moral Movement joined with fast food workers in Durham, Greensboro, Charlotte, Greenville for Fight for 15. The obvious first question is, why not Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County? In this community where we are relatively well off, why would we not want to support fast food workers on strike and join them to demand a living wage, the right to form a union, and respect and dignity on the job? Many of us joined together for the Forward Together Moral Movement. Now is a good time to remind North Carolina that we are going forward together, not one step back. Why not with the fast food workers? I'm drawing the following from the North Carolina NAACP. Why we stand with fast food workers. It is time for fast food workers' wages in the U.S. to be as those across the world. Fast food workers in Denmark make over $20 an hour. McDonald's workers in Australia make $16 an hour, and a Big Mac is actually less expensive there. Today, low-wage workers make less than they ever have before. If the minimum wage had kept up with inflation since 1968, it would be about $11 today. If the minimum wage had kept up with productivity of workers, it would be $21.72. In the last 2 years since the Fight for 15 started, 13 states have increased their minimum wage, as have 10 cities and county governments. Workers have won $15 an hour in San Francisco, Seattle, and Los Angeles. This fight is broader than just the fast food industry. We are fighting for all people to earn a living wage so that they may support themselves and their families. Fight for 15. Forward together. As we enter into this rich and dynamic holiday season, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, we are all likely to join the wide variety of fast food establishments. If you want to join in this fight for 15, contact www.naacpnc.org. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina returned to the Smith Center floor with a fury on Sunday afternoon, bouncing back from its frustrating five-point loss to Iowa on Wednesday night to blow away ECU 108-64. The Tar Heels were led in scoring by J.P. Tokoto with a season-high 19 points to go along with 8 assists, and Bryce Johnson, who also had 19 points, along with a career-high shattering 17 rebounds.
Bryce was off the charts rebounding-wise and scoring-wise, and he was better defensively, but he can even be much better defensively. But his whole mind was into the game the other night. He missed his first or second shot, maybe his first two shots, and got a call that bothered him, and he was out of it. And today, missed his first three shots and kept playing and kept rebounding the basketball.
Before you take that first drink of alcohol, make sure you have a plan to get home safely. Alcohol affects your judgment, even after that first drink. After a couple more, you might think you're okay to drive, but you're not. Always designate a non-drinking driver. There's no happy holiday ending to drunk driving. MAD North Carolina wishes you a safe holiday season. Visit mad.org/NC to learn how you can plan a safe party and get home safely.
Yeah, what do you want?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than 4 people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Johnson and Kennedy Meeks each had a double-double Sunday against East Carolina. Johnson with the 19 and 17, while Meeks put together 12 points and pulled down 11 rebounds.
Said we have a couple of big guys, they've got to step up. And when they step up and be really big-time players, we're really a good basketball team. And that's putting a lot of pressure on guys, but heck, it's college basketball at the highest level. If you want to be good, your best player's got to step up and play.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
WCHL, good morning. It is 6:44. Coming up next, Nikki Morse has a look at your morning traffic.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm Sarah Cooney, owner of the Root Cellar Cafe and Catering. You've noticed this Foster's Market Chapel Hill, but we've recently changed our name and look. We've stayed true to the concepts that made Foster's legendary. We've also added some new menu items that we're excited to share. We've expanded our catering and are ready to make your holiday entertaining a breeze. From family gatherings to company parties, think of the Root Cellar for delicious food, made right, right here. Download our catering menu at RootCellarChapelHill.com.
All right, it's time now for traffic and weather together. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Morse made it through the weekend.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here.
Glad to see you as well.
I wondered if I would see you again after the weekend. The wild weekend, I know, is always a challenge to get through that.
Yeah, yeah, you know me. The wild and crazy girl.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we had a good time at the parade on Saturday night in Hillsboro.
It was a blast. A little rainy, but it was fun.
A little rainy. It was horrible weather, but it held out. It wasn't nearly as cold as I had feared that it might be, you know.
Yeah, because nothing's better than being cold and wet.
Well, in that case, I guess it was a disappointment. But we had a great time in the Hillsboro Parade, and we'll be in the Chapel Hill Carborough Holiday Parade this coming Saturday.
Yeah, so we're just ho-ho-hoing it all up.
Oh, absolutely.
Happy holidays.
Well, thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, you're welcome.
And Happy New Year, too.
Oh, thank you.
What's happening this morning in traffic?
Well, so far, so good. No reports of any accidents to get in your way this morning. Northbound Fordham Boulevard just starting to pick up from Greensboro Street to the Franklin Merge. And 54 eastbound also in good shape as you head to 40. 40 eastbound if you're heading to the airport this morning or maybe RTP. We've got a delay-free trip from 15501 through the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well, thank you so much, and I'll look forward to talking to you again in just a few minutes here.
All right.
Nikki Morse, incredibly busy back in the newsroom all morning long and keeping an eye on your morning traffic as well. Turning now to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Four Corners Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. 37 degrees, mostly cloudy, chance of rain this afternoon. It's going to be cooler today, high today about 40. Tonight, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain, near steady temperatures in the middle 30s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, slight chance of rain, and not as cool. Tomorrow's high in the low 50s, and that's more like it. The forecast brought to you by Four Corners, home of the $6 lunch special. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Join the lunch club and your sixth lunch is absolutely free at Four Corners downtown. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a few of those. Jerry Butler, the Iceman, 75 years old today. Had the pleasure of meeting him one time, long time ago. Just one of the nicest guys in the world. Went on to be a Chicago alderman. In addition to his music fame and his music career, Bobby Elliott, members of the Hollies, is 73. I think I didn't mention Jerry Butler is 75 today, by the way. John Rubenstein, 68 years old today, the actor. Rocker Greg Allman, 67 years old today. Kim Basinger, the actress, 61. Let's see here. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim, 55. Political commentator Ann Coulter is 53. Let's see here. Actor Wendell Pierce, 51 years old today. Actress Terry Hatcher is 50. Actor David Harewood is 49. Sinead O'Connor, nothing compares to you. She once became famous for tearing up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live. Anyway, Sinead is 48 years old today. Actor Dominic Monaghan is 38, and actor Ian Somerhalder is 36. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Bill Frick, in law enforcement for a long time. Thank you, Bill, for everything you've done for everybody, and happy birthday today. Wendy Wink in Carrboro has a big birthday today. Wendy, I hope it's a good birthday for you. And also, Carlotta Armstrong, longtime educator in our community. Carlotta has a birthday today as well. Happy birthday to all of you from all your friends here at WCHL.
Monday. Got that mamas and papas thing in my head again.
You always do for Monday.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why.
It's all right.
Can't get it out of
ingrained.
My mind.
It I remember, is. You remember, this, was that, the, yeah, that song had a false ending, didn't it?
Did it?
No, they had one song that had a false ending.
Yeah. Well, they had one song where they performed it on TV.
And yes, I remember the same show. Everybody started clapping.
They thought it was over.
Yeah.
I guess it had to be Monday.
I'm trying to remember if it has a false ending.
California Dreamin', I don't think
no,
it would
California Dreamin' doesn't have a false ending.
It was Monday, I guess.
Well.
Oh, well.
Old well. Landmark on campus.
That's right. Are you doing another landmark question today?
No, sir. No. I mean, we're going to save kind of the holiday stuff as we get a little closer to Christmas. And, of course, Hanukkah, what have you, is coming up during the month. And so we're wishing everybody, you know, a lot of festivities.
Kwanzaa. Celebrate whatever it is you celebrate.
Exactly.
That's right.
And be joyful and festive and friendly and forgiving and compassionate.
Should be about, you know.
Should be that for 12 months.
Doing something nice for other people as well. That's right.
All right, today we're doing NBA nicknames.
NBA nicknames.
NBA, the National Basketball Association nicknames. You ready? Here
we
go, folks.
Yep.
If Pistol Pete was...
Pete Maravich.
And Larry Legend was...
Larry Bird.
Then who went by the nickname, the Round Mound of Rebound?
And a funny guy he is.
Yes, he is. Yep. He gets away with more junk on the
than anybody else could.
Yeah, if Pistol Pete was Pete Maravich, Larry Legend was Larry Bird, then who was known as the Round Mound of Rebound?
Yep, and pretty darn tough player, too, for not to be any taller than he is.
This is correct. Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
All right. Call right now, and you can be a winner.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Fred Black and Sylvia Black are today's WCHL Hometown Heroes, and Fred and Sylvia are getting a very special award presented by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. And Fred, tell us about that award.
Well, Ron, we're both blessed and honored to be recognized by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber as their Citizens of the Year. And this is an annual award given by the Chamber, along with awards for Town Gown and Volunteering and a Lifetime Achievement Award. And we're just thrilled to share the stage with such great people in Chapel Hill Carrboro who are going to receive these awards.
It's a really special award. And Fred, I know that you're involved in a lot of things. Sprout Roses Foundation. I could go on and on and talk about all the organizations that you've been a part of. But what makes it feel so good to you to be involved in these things to make our community a better place?
Sylvia and I both have the philosophy that we should give back and use some time and talents and treasures to help the community. And that's what we've done since we've lived here. And Sylvia especially has been very, very involved. She's into Habitat for Humanity and A Ban Against Neglect, another organization that's a favorite of hers, and all sorts of other activities. And it keeps us busy, and it keeps you young.
Well, Fred, you have quite a history in the military, a longtime military background before you even came to Chapel Hill. And I know that you have just dug in with both feet, you and Sylvia, into our local community here. And I want to thank you for everything that you do, because you set a good example for other people when it comes to giving back.
Well, thank you, Ron. And, you know, working here in this community has been really a lot of fun. And doing things with you at WCHL has been just as much fun, too. And I might add that you are a award winner from a previous year. So I'm following in your footsteps.
Well, it goes back away. But you and Sylvia are really special people, and we're all honored to know you, and we appreciate what you do. You make our Chapel Hill Carrboro community a better place in which to live.
Well, thank you very much.
Fred and Sylvia Black, Citizens of the Year, and today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
So many phone calls this morning. I apologize if I cannot answer the phone when you called, but so many calls coming in for our trivia question.
Freddie Kiger, you're obviously talking about Charles Barkley.
Exactly. A little love here, because that should be a piece of information that a lot of folks can grab hold to. The NBA's most valuable player in 1993. Mm-hmm. 11-time NBA All-Star. He played for three teams in his career that spanned from 1984 to 2000. He played for Philadelphia, Phoenix, and ended his career at Houston.
Yeah.
And at 6'6".
I don't even think he's that tall.
Well, it may have been.
He was listed at 6'6".
But he weighed in at about 252.
Yeah, I think he was more like 6'4", 6'5".
And then he averaged for his entire career, this is phenomenal, 11.7 rebounds per game.
He played like he was 6 inches taller.
That's certainly worthy credentials to be nicknamed the Round Mound of Rebounds.
Yeah, that's right. And he first got that nickname, I guess, when he was in college. And then it followed, him to his pro career.
Are you the round mound of sound?
Yes. As a matter of fact, living large. And Charles Barkley is living large.
Yes, he is.
That's a funny guy, man. I'm telling you. He really is.
He comes gets out away with murder, man.
He comes out with some stuff.
Holy smoke.
Whoa. Never know what he's going to say.
This is very true. And
sort of like this show.
I think I can see the producer with his finger right over the cough button, so to speak.
When Charles Barkley is on the air, you better have that delay going.
You better have the 5-second delay.
Yeah, you never know.
Tomorrow, though, rock and roll.
Tuesday.
We'll see everybody tomorrow.
Congratulations to Lily and Lee, who was the first one to get in here with correct answer. A lot of people knew it. I got a ton of phone calls after Lillian's, and she was just the first correct caller. And thank you so much for calling in. Again, I apologize if I couldn't get to your call. A lot of people not really happy with Charles Barkley right now because of some remarks he made about what happened in Ferguson. And, I don't want to get into that this morning, but, his candor, gets him in a lot of trouble. And he has been known to express some views that were contrary to the way most people feel, that's for sure. 657 at WCHL. Lillian gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you, Lil, and I appreciate everybody calling in.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue, shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Thousands of people around the country are switching from smoking to vaping. This is the Vapor Girl telling you that I turned a lifetime of chain smoking into vaping. Our customers find vaping is cleaner, healthier, and they love our hundreds of flavors that we create right here in Chapel Hill from homegrown tobacco. The Vapor Girl has everything you need to make the switch yourself. No more cigarette smell, no more cigarette butts. Visit one of the Vapor Girl retail locations in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh, each with a vapor bar for sampling. For more information, go to thevaporgirl.com.
Great deals are here to help with holiday shopping needs. Visit ourlocaldeal.com to shop our hot holiday deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the many merchants you'll find is Oasis at Carr Mill. It's 50% off, $16 worth of food and drinks available for only $8. Picture the perfect, intimate, and relaxed gathering spot. Oasis is the place. Located in downtown Carrboro inside Carr Mill Mall, it operates as a coffee house, tea room, wine bar, and cafe during the day. At night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. Find the hot holiday deals page at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers.
It is 37 degrees, mostly cloudy today, chance of rain in the afternoon. Cooler temperatures, high today only about 40. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance of rain. Temperatures holding steady in the middle 30s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain in the morning. Not as cool, highs in the low 50s. Looking ahead a little bit, tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low down around 35. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of about 50 degrees. You know, a sad note about today. Today also marks the anniversary of the day that John Lennon was killed. I don't even want to think about that. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up every morning with Cruiser's Fresh Fruit Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A Senate report on waterboarding and other alleged torture by CIA interrogators has not been made public yet, but it's already making waves. CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker is live with the latest.
Foreign governments and U.S. intelligence officials claim extremists will exploit what are expected to be damaging and disturbing details of torture by CIA interrogators. That's according to Republican Mike Rogers, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He says lives could be lost if the report is published. But his Senate counterpart, Democrat Dianne Feinstein, insists her panel must release it, predicting Americans who read it will make sure the practices depicted don't happen again. Frank?
A flag-lowering ceremony today in Kabul brought the curtain down on the American and Allied combat mission in Afghanistan. The NATO commander there, General John Campbell, believes Afghan forces are up to the challenge of fighting Taliban insurgents.
The Afghan security forces are very, very capable, and I'm proud to have been associated with them for this many years.
Close to 11,000 American troops will stay on in a non-combat role. Here at home, demonstrators returned to the streets of Berkeley, California for a second night to protest recent police killings. And for a second night, there was trouble. Some protesters threw rocks and bottles. Others looted a store. A protester who tried to stop them was hit on the head with a hammer. In Washington, Attorney General Holder is set to announce new limits on racial profiling by federal agents. CBS's Paula Reed has that.
The current policy was issued back in 2003. It banned profiling based on race and ethnicity, but provided broad exemptions for national security and border protection. The new guidelines will also include exemptions for the Department of Homeland Security, but will expand protections to ban profiling based on gender, religion, and sexual orientation.
The U.S. Embassy in Cairo is still open, but nearby, the Canadian and British embassies have closed because of an unspecified security concern. CBS's Alex Ortiz has the latest on that via Skype.
Among Western diplomats here, no one's talking about any specific threats or security concerns. One security source did tell Reuters today that a recently arrested militant had talked about plans of terrorists possibly targeting diplomatic outposts in Cairo.
Here at home, a major fire is lighting up the pre-dawn sky over downtown Los Angeles. A fire department spokesman says more than 250 firefighters are on the scene at a low-rise residential and commercial building under construction. Parts of two major highways have been closed. There was no immediate word on the cause of that fire. A tribute to singer Al Green highlighted last night's Kennedy Center honors. President Obama led the tribute to Green and four other performers who've made significant contributions to American culture. Tom Hanks, Sting, Lily Tomlin, and ballerina Patricia McBride. S&P futures are down more than 6 points. This is CBS News.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, so...
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
This is Charles Osgood. What is customer service? Well, for some, it's a warm greeting or a smile or perhaps even knowing your name. But for the independent agents representing auto owners insurance, it's about more than that. It's getting to know you and your needs so that you can get the proper coverage. Really, it's better than customer service. It's customer care. Go to autoowners.com to locate an independent agent near you.